Welcome to the Vertafore Insurance Podcast with Rick Fox. We're here to talk about the industry with some of its biggest influencers. From technology, trends, and current events, if it's happening in insurance, you'll hear about it here. Make sure to tune in every week and join in on the conversation with us on social media at Vertafore. And now, here's Rick Fox.
Welcome back to another episode of the Vertafore Insurance Podcast. I'm the host, Rick Fox. Don't forget to subscribe, everybody out there. We're getting so much positive feedback. We're getting great guests. But don't forget to subscribe. That helps our numbers and we appreciate it. Today, I'm really excited to bring James Hobson, CEO of Attune, onto the episode. He is a wealth of knowledge. We're going to spend most of our time talking about business insurance and how that affects the agencies at all levels. James, welcome to the show, man.
Rick, thank you for having me. Appreciate the opportunity to talk to you and all your listeners.
Well, and just so we know, James sounds very polished. He is going to give us some great information, but I do have to ask you, it sounds like recently you just got back from a very rugged, and when I say rugged, I mean like deep wood camping experience. Tell me about that.
It was fantastic, and I appreciate the way you framed it, but we were up by Lake George right before my kids went back to school, and it was rugged because the tents that we had that had full beds and electricity were a little lumpy. It was excellent. It was my first glamping experience, and I think it provides a very nice balance for those who are not the rugged campers, which my family are not.
Well, since I do so much traveling with my job, roughing it for me is when I don't get an upgrade at one of my Marriotts. So I know what you mean.
Yeah, I understand that.
So the best way to start here, James, I'm really excited to dig into kind of the content here, but I think the best way to set this up is for you to kind of give us a little backstory. Tell us how you got to where you are and kind of where we're headed, and so that we know when, as we start to talk about this stuff, you know, kind of where you came up with all of this in your mind with through your experience.
Sure. So, as you mentioned, at Attune, we focus on commercial insurance, small business insurance. We've been at this for about 2.5 years now. We would be part of what I think is generally called the InsurTech movement.
Yeah. Sure.
And so, I came to this more from the technology side, the insurance side, but have honestly been really enjoying learning about insurance, going out and meeting not just small businesses, but honestly the brokers who are serving them. And so what we're trying to do is we're trying to really dramatically improve the experience a small business has with insurance. And ultimately what that led us to is really understanding small businesses want advice. And so the role that we can play is how can we build a technology platform that enables a broker to have not just a more efficient, easier, more enjoyable experience, but ultimately provide a better insurance understanding to the business right. owner, and ultimately have them feel more confident in the product.
Well, and I think knowing your company as I do and knowing what you guys do, I'm really excited because basically what you've done is created something that it's something that's necessary, and your knowledge and coming from the tech side, I always think it's great when you have a great blend of tech people and insurance people. That's how we get the most done. So for everybody out there listening, there is obviously the different lines of insurance that we're all covering, that we're all talking about. There's personal lines, commercial lines, there's large commercial, and then within that, there's all these different agency sizes. But let's start with just small business insurance. It is the mainstream, it is the easy stuff. And I think a lot of agencies would say, you know, we don't know if we're getting enough bang for our buck. The hours that it takes to do a small BOP policy or something for a flower shop that with no trucks or something like that, it's just as much work as something that might be 10 times more premium. So talk to me from your perspective, being out there talking to people on the streets with all of the connections and things that you've seen out there. Talk to me about how does an agency kind of get to deciding or figuring out an ROI on small business?
I think it's a great question. And I think it's a fundamental challenge that not just insurance has, but quite frankly, financial services in general has with small businesses. And you know, what you're saying in terms of the challenge and how the economics don't make sense. I've heard that from tons of brokers, you know? Right. And so yeah, I got here and I went out and I said, let me go talk to you. And let me tell you how excited I am about small business. And literally had multiple people tell me, oh, well, we're trying not to write policies if the premium's below $10,000. We're exiting this space.
Yeah.
And so that was a real learning for me. And the more that I spoke to people, I think it really gets down to what you're saying. It's the size, which is if I have to spend too much time on a $2,000 or $3,000 bot policy, and at the end of the day, what does that net us?
Right.
If we're making $300-$400, but it takes half a day or a day or two, then the economics, they really don't work. So it becomes rational that you then try to move up market. So if I'm going to put in that time, to your point, I want 4 or 5 times the premium.
Right.
And that creates a real challenge because it means that the small business owners are not going to feel well served, and there becomes a bit of a void in the market. And so I think that really what we think is...
Well, and the other thing is, even if you are writing the business, a lot of agencies that I've talked to, they feel there's like it's like a ball and chain, because every time, you know, to your point of whether or not they're getting class A, you know, red carpet service, no, you're an afterthought. And so finding a way to do this in regards to that not being the case, because there are a lot of small businesses out there, right? And they need insurance.
Right.
And if you're an agency that's out there and you're either saying, no, thank you, not below X premium, or, oh my gosh, it's another one of those that we get paid nothing on and we do all this work. I just wanted to, you know, give you my 2 cents here, because that to me, it is a major problem. I mean, it is something that every agency, not every agency, but any agency that's working in, you know, kind of a generalist environment where they're writing business, or even if they're niching, that there is this sense that if I'm not getting, and let me just make up a number, because for every agency it's different, but if I'm not at 10,000, 15,000 premium, I'm not getting an ROI there. This is not worth it to me. So go on. I just wanted to throw that in.
I think that's right. And I think that's a rational decision from the conversations I've had. So what I often ended up defaulting with is to talk to folks about this. Think about Uber. And think about Uber where it is today. It's easy to think about them, especially if you travel or you're in big cities. But Uber started by going after the black car market, so the Lincoln Town cars. And their problem was this. If you looked at the black car market, they kept charging more for a 1.5-2 mile ride. So my first job was in New York City. I worked by Grand Central Station. I lived on the Upper East Side. And there would be black cars waiting. And for my 2 years at that job, it kept getting more expensive to literally drive 1.5 miles. And so the challenge that the way that Uber looked at it was, they said, don't keep charging more for that ride. The problem you have is, as a black car, you're very underutilized. Maybe you do a couple trips in the morning. You may do one midday and you do a couple at night. And so instead of thinking about it as a pricing problem, they thought about it as a utilization problem. And what Uber has done is they've transformed the market, because they said, we can keep you busy all day long. So instead of doing 5 or 6 rides, you're going to do 15 or 20 rides. And when you do that, what you realize is you shouldn't be raising your price. You should be dropping your price. And by solving the utilization issue, they're literally transforming the way transportation looks. And if you embrace that and you start thinking about it as a utilization problem, what I believe is possible, and what I think is exciting to a lot of brokers that I go out and talk to, is if we could solve the utilization problem and we could make it so easy to write and serve these small business customers well, then you can change the return. Because right. If you look at the return on a $3,000 BOP and it only takes you 5 or 10 minutes, now it looks like a very, very profitable piece of business that you can
and
write.
Now, and you can go out and have more time to write another 10 of those in that same hour.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah. Now that makes a lot of sense. So talk to me a little more. I want to kind of dig into one layer deeper, because you use the Uber example. We have a lot of loyal listeners to the show. Thank you, everybody. Don't forget to subscribe. Dylan, my producer, keeps telling me to say that. So subscribe. But I always use Amazon as the example of, how it's changed the dynamic, the online dynamic of what an expectation for today's consumer is. So today's consumer expects quick. They expect, you know, that instantaneous good service. Everything's kind of loaded already, so I can go bang, 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 and I buy something and it shows up at my doorstep tomorrow. That has transferred over into insurance as well. So when we, because what I mean by that is the consumer has changed, so they have different expectations. So let's talk about, you know, that dynamic and how do agencies solve? There's got to be challenges out there. That how do you solve for this exact thing we're talking about? It's very easy for you to say, yeah, all you need to do is scale it, and all you need to do is do it in 5 minutes instead of 3 days, all of those things. But let's talk about the challenges, and then let's talk about how do we solve for them.
Yeah, I think that's a great question, because I think being able to take the efficiency problem off the table is, I think, only the start of the challenge here. Because as you said, small business owners, as consumers, have a set of expectations, and those expectations are being driven not by the last time they bought insurance, but by where the world is headed. And it is more likely than not, to use your example, that they probably interacted on Amazon more recently than the year ago when they last thought about insurance. So I think that the way to think about that is, I view technology as an equalizer. And so it really levels the playing field. And so once you've solved for that, there's two things that as a broker, I think you need. The first is you need to be confident that you can deliver that great experience. And so for this case with small businesses, are you comfortable selling a small bot policy? Can you talk about general liability or property insurance? And that is not something that I think is easy to do. That's exactly why the small business owner wants a broker. They want someone who's knowledgeable and who can give them advice. But I think that's not an area where you can say, okay, the only way that I can get comfortable is years and years of experience. I think technology can help here. So if you have a platform that makes it easy, you can also then start saying, okay, well, why don't we start suggesting coverages? Or maybe we'll offer three bundles of coverages. Or maybe we can give you the ability to understand, hey, these are the five common questions that you're going to get. And now all of a sudden you can enable somebody who maybe is primarily selling personal lines, or right, who hasn't dealt with a pizza shop. Now they're feeling confident that they can go in and at least have a good conversation. And, you know, you might not be able to answer every question, but you can answer most of them. And then for those that you might need to explore a little bit more, I think it's okay to say, okay, I'll get back to you on that. But you're still having that great experience where you're able to have a good conversation, and ultimately that business owner is going to feel like they're having a really quality conversation, and they're going to feel good about that afterwards.
Well, so I think the piece of that to just throw in there is, every single person on this call that has ever sold insurance at one point or another walked into a bar or walked into a store or got a referral on a business they weren't comfortable with, and they didn't sell to their ability because of that comfort level, to your point. There's no one that's listening to this. They're not going to maybe admit it, but there's no one listening in that hasn't at some point been like, I don't really know that much about liquor liability, so I don't really know how to handle this bar, which obviously isn't small business. Sometimes it can be large, but at the same time, they've all had that moment, and taking that uncomfortableness out of the equation changes their ability to be a top-notch producer and get that piece of business. So I think that's, not only is it something they need, it's something that they probably, if they really take a look at the situation, they crave to some degree.
I think that's right. And I think it's a really important part of the contract that a broker has with their customer, because data can help with that, right? So you can let them know that this is the average bundle that a business like yours takes. And that bundles needs to look different for a pizza shop versus a flower shop versus an auto body shop. Right. Because while those are all three small businesses, they fundamentally have different needs and different risks. So I think that that's, an area where it's very hard to become an expert across all three of those. It's not hard to be able to say, okay, well, is this an area where technology can help me, because the data will tell me what the bundle should be for all three of these types of businesses.
So, okay, that's one challenge. I also want to talk, so you were starting to get into tech as the great equalizer. So talk to me about that. I mean, I don't want to, that made sense to me, but I wrote that down as you were saying it. And so Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I think that's great. And so I think the first part where the technology can help is as we sort of said, the efficiency. Then you talk about, okay, it can give you the confidence. I think the last thing is really about access. And the more that I've been out talking to folks, and I've learned a lot over the last few years, a lot of small business is done through service centers. And I think that the service center is a way to create scale and efficiency in a somewhat technology-enabled world. But really, it's trying to consolidate all small businesses into one area to create that efficiency and scale. Well, that creates a challenge because who has access to service centers? Based on my understanding, those who are associated with large brokerages, because they're the ones who can invest in the scale. So now you have a world where you have kind of the haves, which is players who have access to service centers so they can create some efficiencies, and the have-nots. Technology doesn't look at things that way. So if you look at it as an equalizer, what should you need to access a technology-enabled platform? You should need the internet. And I believe that most of your listeners have access to the internet.
I hope so at this point. I really hope so. I mean, please, if you don't, go get the internet, please. Right.
So I think that when you bring that perspective and you think about how many brokers that might be out there, whether it's 40, 50,000 that are serving small businesses, right. Let's just say that we really wanted to expand the market and we wanted to double it. And you think about, okay, 100,000 users. Well, think about technology and think about the consumer world. 100,000 users is small. You're probably not in business. Yeah. Yeah, so technology is being built. And if you think about Amazon that you mentioned, Amazon Web Services, Amazon Web Services is being built for companies that have, you know, tens of millions, hundreds of millions of customers. So I think there what you can do is technology is enabling people to build solutions and then make them available to everyone. So now if you work at a large brokerage or if you have your own brokerage, you have access to the exact same experience, the exact same solution, the exact same technology and analytics. So I think that gives the power to every broker to go out and deliver that great experience that we were talking about.
So kind of just before I move on, I've got another sort of subtopic of this that I want to talk about, but I want to kind of go back, just sort of recap this. So if we're talking about ROI, if you're out there listening, you're in your agency, whether you're the commercial lines manager, you handle the small business in the agency, you're the producer, you're the agency principal, whatever your job is in an agency, if you start looking at ways to take the old sort of legacy thinking out of the equation. And that thinking is, okay, if it's a $3,000 policy and they call me more than three times, it's not worth it. Take that out. Right. Just get rid of that thinking. Start figuring out, okay, if you take the thinking out, then it becomes, how do I, if I believe there's ways to solve, and I can tell you from experience, there are ways to solve. If you believe that, then it's, how do I get myself into a position? What do I use? How do I, whether that's leveraging technology or whatever that ends up being, how do I get myself into a place where now, instead of that one $3,000 bop, I'm doing 30 of those and I'm doing them in a way that's not overworking my staff. I'm using technology or some other avenue to streamline and get economy of scale there. So that's the first thing. And as you talked about challenges, just to reiterate again, it's that level of comfort or not, if you don't have it, feeling like you can get your way through it and be the best you can be in that approach so you can be a trusted advisor for that potential customer. And then the other thing is using technology as the great equalizer. Okay, so did I recap it pretty well right there, James?
I think so. I guess this isn't your first podcast.
No, not my first. Maybe it feels like it come every time, but so far this has been really good information. And I do want to say the difference, you know, James and I, we probably sound like we've had this conversation a bunch of times. We're much different people. He's an East Coaster. I'm a West Coaster. He's in New Jersey. I'm in San Diego. We live in about the same kind of environment. What's your mid-January day like? 75, 78 degrees, something like that?
Sometimes it hits the high 60s. So, you know, that's like, from my experience of growing up in LA, just north of where you are, that's when you all would grab your, you know, your winter hats.
Yeah. You start layering up when it's 62, it's cold here. We got to do that.
Right.
And I give you a hard time, but James, this information is so invaluable because it's a hot topic. And we will get at the end of this, I do want to talk about your company and how people can get a hold of you. As everybody knows, these are not commercials. I just wanted James on this because he is very, very in tune with what's going on. His company, there are others out there that do this, but this kind of technology is how you equalize the playing field in this regard. So let's take it, kind of what we were talking about there felt to me like we're talking about the smaller agency, maybe even up to a mid-sized agency. But I want to talk about how crucial technology is to the medium or even the large brokers in regards to the things that we're already talking about. Because you've got these brokers that are doing, multi-million dollar policy or, package policies for big, big companies. But most of them have some version of a small business unit. So talk to me about how crucial technology can be, even at that level, for medium and even the big boys out in the space.
Yeah, well, I think that's right. And I think that the opportunity may feel more relevant to the smaller brokers because they're the ones who haven't gotten the attention historically. But I think it gets back to something you said, which is ultimately we're living in a very, sort of dynamic world, and customer expectations across the board are changing. And I have been asked throughout my career, is a small business more like a larger commercial entity, like a real business, people will say, or is it more like a consumer? And I think the answer is fundamentally, especially in a risk business, this is a commercial entity, and you need to treat it like a business. But when you start getting into buying habits and what they expect in a buying experience, that can actually look more like a consumer experience. So I think the reason why I'm mentioning that is if you're now interacting with a small business owner who does have the expectations that things will become easier, things that will be digitally enabled, the notion of fast and easy and being able to meet the customer where they want to be, I think this becomes table stakes.
Yes.
And
yes,
I don't know if that becomes table stakes next year or the year after. The timing of this we can all debate, but I don't think anyone's going to debate that it's not becoming table stakes and it's not becoming table stakes quickly. So I think what that means is no matter where you sit, large broker, small broker, you need to embrace it. And then what I see happening is what brokers should be focused on is providing advice. And could you give more advice to the smaller business if you had a more efficient, a more data-enabled approach to serving them? I think the answer is yes.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
And I think that runs the gamut. So I think, you're right. We talked a lot about small brokers, but I think it's equivalent to even if you work at a larger shop as well.
So as we sort of transition, I don't know if trans. Let me use a different word. As we evolve as an industry, and as everything changes from the, like you said, something that we use at Vertifor a lot, which is meeting the customer where they are. That to me becomes, to your point, if it isn't already table stakes, it better be, because that's where you start to differentiate. So to your point, small business, medium size, the insurance business, for the most part, it's built on let's go out and get business and let's try to keep it and let's keep charging forward at the small, medium, maybe even some large. And then it becomes the behemoths that are like, let's go out and buy small agencies and buy more of them. So you've got this sort of culture in place. But as the technology changes and the environment changes, this becomes like almost like to, the best way I can describe it is I just read a study on millennials. Millennials want things to be fast. They want them on their phone. They want things to be instant. But when it came to questions about insurance in the survey I read, they still want someone to tell them that they trust, that can give them the answer. So that goes back to your comfort. If I'm comfortable talking to you about it, if I am a trusted advisor, then I become part of that as a, hey, this gal knows what they're talking about. I want to do business with them. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think I haven't seen that survey, but that resonates because I also spend a lot of time talking to small businesses and asking them what is a great experience. And similarly, it's the same thing. I think they want an easier solution, right? So they don't want to fill out an accord form. But that doesn't mean that they don't want somebody to give them advice during the process. They very much want that because this is a really hard product to understand. And small business owners are not comfortable making decisions that they don't understand. They did not build their business. They don't run their business based on that. Small business owners are really, really smart. They're great at running their businesses. They know how to optimize their business, but insurance is complicated. And so I think that's right. I think they still want the advice, and that is something that they need to get from somebody who understands insurance and who can be enabled by, you know, the efficiency of technology and data.
And of course, I mean, let's be clear. Every agency out there wants the $1 million premium, right? I mean, that would be awesome. But, and then you have agencies that write, you know, that are a good blend of personal lines and commercial lines, or big houses that have obviously all of the above. But where I think you're going, and let me just kind of throw this out there. Personal lines is sort of that churning engine of, you know, I used to always, this guy that I used to work with would say, in an agency, personal lines keeps paying the bills and keeps the lights on, and commercial lines, big commercial lines, pays for the yacht. So what I'm kind of hearing you say, and what I kind of feel, so I'm kind of leading you down this path with this question. It feels to me like if you start leveraging technology the way it's leveraged in personal lines, you can start to build a small business book of business in a way that feels and looks a lot more like your personal lines book. And you're not as stressed out about maybe losing, you know, because when you get that $1 million customer, every renewal, you're like, oh my God, I hope they renew. I hope I can keep them. But right. In that small business, I start to build a mass book in that small business area. That's a pretty impressive, dynamic kind of a place to be. Am I right there? Is that when you talk to people, is that what people are saying that they're doing?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's exactly right. And I think, you know, the other thing is that small businesses are really, they're loyal. So if they feel that somebody's giving them great service and a great product and there for them when they need them, they're very happy. So from that perspective, they're very valuable. And I've always referred to small businesses, the more I've learned about them the last couple of years at Attune and some prior experiences, they're often thought about kind of like the Holy Grail. Because people want it to be as easy as that personal lines, that consumer experience that you talked about, but ultimately with an average ticket that's, you know, 4, 5, 7 times what a consumer transaction might be. Mm-hmm. What they're missing in trying to just do that is, what does it take to provide that great level of service and the great experience for the business owner? So business owners have been burned a lot. So they know what a great, genuine solution that's built for them is. And if you give it to them, they will really reward you for it because they respect the fact that you've given them something that will help their business.
They not only become loyal, they become advocates for you, and that absolutely can bring more business. So yeah, I think that's great. So I want to just say this has been very targeted in its content, but in a really powerful way, James. I'm really glad we did this. And as I've said in the past, and people probably now are like, yeah. I got to get guests on, and they have to come from companies, right? So in your case, what your company does is kind of like built upon the premise of all of the stuff that you learned and then went and did. You're not the only people doing it. I've seen your stuff. I think your stuff is dynamite. But I think what you should do here, again, anecdotally or I guess agnostically, is this is what companies like you do. I think people should reach out and talk to you about it, but let's just give them an idea of, because when we started, we talked about if I use tech, I could speed up my process by X. Now tell me about that. Tell me about Attune and how and why everyone that's listening in shouldn't be, at the end, you'll tell them whether that's email or, you know, online or a phone call. why they shouldn't be reaching out to you if, in fact, small business insurance is important. And that's obviously loaded because it is to everyone. So tell me about how that works. Get kind of dig in, you know, give me the 2-minute version of why that's so, why everything we just talked about, which I'm assuming people are nodding their head and saying, yeah, that all sounds great. I would love to be able to do that. Tell me why they should be reaching out to a company like Attune.
Sure. Well, thank you. And as you sort of said, it's if I said anything other than small business insurance and we make it easy, probably wouldn't be credible. At Attune, we basically...
Well, that and glamping. You also have a pretty high level of understanding for glamping.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, yeah. We saw this opportunity. My personal background is I came from the small business lending space. And so got to really understand small businesses, got to know a lot of them, respect them. And so what we've been doing is building a platform that does essentially what we talked about is we want to take all of the work and the friction off of the broker interacting with the small business owner, and we want to put it on our platform. And what we are trying to do is we are trying to enable the broker to deliver a better experience and the small business owner to understand their product better. What that means today is if you come to Attune as a broker, we only serve through brokers. It has to do with the advisor point. We started, and the first thing we did was we did a bunch of primary research where we went out and we talked to small businesses and we asked them what a great experience would be around getting the insurance they need. And so today a broker can come to our platform and if under 5 minutes you can generate a BOP quote that is instantly bindable and the policy will get sent off to your customer. We also offer a follow form excess policy and
Hold on. Go back. Don't glaze over that. A 5-minute BOP quote and bind. That's a big deal. Like you kind of went, oh yeah. And then let me tell you, like, that's incredible. I mean, for an agency that's looking to, like I said, do a personal lines kind of a vibe to their small business, you just kind of like gave them the secret sauce. If you can pull that off, like as an agency, you change the way you do business. So that's really impressive.
Yeah, we believe that. And what we're doing is we're basically going out and getting all the data that would be considered, that would be in a typical Accord form. Then we're running models for underwriting and pricing. And then we can even help you if you want by showing you here's 3 different coverage options. It's the same policy. It's just different levels of coverage that would fit to different risk profiles of a business owner. And so again, what we're trying to do is we're trying to take all of that work and in under 5 minutes, deliver those quotes to you. So now really what happens is now the broker will reach back out to the business owner and have a very informed conversation around what is the right level of coverage for you? How do you want to think about specific risks? And I think the other thing about our platform to highlight is we will underwrite a minimum premium BOP policy. So think $500 to $1,000, the exact same way we underwrite a $25,000 or a $50,000 policy. Wow. Okay. So we are targeting Main Street small businesses. Think of about a revenue of $1 million to say up to $10 million. We can go higher, but that's really our sweet spot. But we also make a minimum premium BOP policy very efficient. But if you think about, oh, I have a larger risk and now this is going to be $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a premium, which is a great opportunity and they're out there, it's the same amount of work. Quote is also generated in 5 minutes.
That's incredible. All right. So how do they get a hold of you?
Lots of ways. I think the easiest way is to come to our website, which is attuneinsurance.com. And there's also a tab there where you can click on to register if you're a broker. That'll take you through the process of getting credentials on the platform. If you would like to correspond over email, you can send an email to hello@attuneinsurance.com.
You have somebody at your company named Hello?
Yes. They love glamping.
So I'm sorry, I couldn't help myself. Go again with the email.
That's right. It's hello@attuneinsurance.com.
I love it. That's great. Hey, James, super great information, tactical thinking. If you're out there in the agency world and you're either a principal or you are working in an agency that is struggling with putting too much effort into the small business world of your book, it is time to start looking at at companies like Attune as opportunities. Start building up your information base and then make the decision that's best for your agency. And James and his team know what they're talking about. So it's a good place to start. James, the way I end every call, first, thank you so much for being on the show. Great information, good conversation. I really appreciate you being on.
Well, thank you very much, Rick. Really appreciate it. Really appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah. And then let's end the way we always end. I'm going to record this last little bit, and then we're going to put it in a time capsule. Somebody's going to unbury it tomorrow, in a month, 3 years. What is James Hobson's one big piece of advice for the insurance industry?
Well, I think the industry is at a crossroads. And so with technology and change and how rapidly it's happening. And so I don't think this is really the most profound advice, but I would say embrace it. Really embrace the technology, because I think there's people out there who look at it and are maybe trying to avoid it, or who are afraid of it. There are models out there that are trying to cut the broker out. But what I would say is embrace it, because it is an enabler. And if you believe that, especially in the small business space, but I think it translates to other space, that insurance is a product where advice is needed, and that every buyer of insurance wants some form of advice, then technology is an enabler. And it's going to make you a better advisor to your customers. So, I don't know that it's profound, but I would say really embrace technology. Don't just let it happen. Find out where you can bring it into your business. Find out where you can help it improve your interaction with your customers. Actively seek it. And if you're not doing that, I think you're going to regret it down the road.
And don't sell it short. It is extremely profound. And the reason I know that is you're not the first person to go down that road as the big piece of advice, which means that there's a lot of smart people out there saying very similar things. And this is one of those big things. Embrace technology. It is really important that you are starting. If you're not tech savvy, that's okay. Get somebody in your agency that is. Teach yourself, get better, embrace it, start to learn what great, great things can happen by using technology. James, thank you so much. Hey, Dylan, can you unmute yourself really quick? Producer of the show, Dylan Braun. Dylan, will you tell everybody to subscribe? Because you keep telling me to tell them. Dylan, will you tell them?
Guys, subscribe everywhere you can. Everybody get on and like us, add us on Facebook, add us on Instagram, thumbs up us everywhere you can.
Thank you, Dylan. And what I also would say is let us know who else we can get on. Great guests like James on that give information that helps you in your day-to-day job and just teaches you more and helps you in this business. So again, thanks, James. Everybody, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Vertafore Insurance Podcast, and tune in next Thursday for a brand new episode. You can find more episodes at vertafore.com under the Resources tab or wherever you get your podcasts. Make sure you subscribe, and if you enjoyed this episode, share it on social and spread the word. Don't forget to join in on the conversation and recommend future guests by messaging us at Vertafore.